Representative Pierce, can you tell me what has happened to this cannabidiol bill and currently what steps are being taken?
Right. Well, the leadership of the House and Senate decided that Senate Bill 52 would be the bill that would address the CBD oil legalization. And so there's been a disagreement between the House and the Senate over how much regulation should be put on the distribution and sale of the CBD oil. In my opinion, the Senate has been on insisting on a way over regulatory bill. They want every batch to have to be tested by an independent laboratory, and then all this documentation placed on a website someplace, and then QR codes based on put on the label of the product. And my fear is that those regulations are going to be so expensive and burdensome that most companies are just going to choose not to manufacture for the Indiana market. And so there could ironically end up with less CBD available in the state than the current situation. Now, having said that, I think the number one thing that everyone agrees has to happen before we leave today is we need to make clear that CBD oil is legal. And so it may be that we're going to be stuck with this overregulation just to be able to make clear in the law that CBD oil is legal to purchase and use.
And Representative Pierce, there was some discussion about this bill being turned into a gun legislation. Can you talk a little bit about that or where that came from?
Yeah, so House Bill 1214 was passed also as a CBD oil legalization bill. And so the leadership decided that they could use House Bill 1214, they could strip it and turn it into a gun bill, because they have Senate Bill 52 already working its way through to address the CBD oil issue. And they did that because when Senate Bill 33 was moving through the House, and then a House bill related to guns in the Senate, the school shooting in Florida happened, and so members of the House and the Senate began proposing amendments to address gun safety issues. And the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate did not want to have their members have to debate and vote on and go on the record on where they stand on things like banning bump stocks and other types of firepower. And so they decided to just pull the plug on those bills to avoid any opportunity for other members to offer gun safety legislation, knowing that they could just strip House Bill 1214, put in the gun provisions they want, and then you just have an up or down vote in that conference report without any opportunity to amend it.
So in your opinion, House members dismantled these other bills and put them into what was originally a cannabidiol oil bill in order to avoid public discussion around gun control or gun legislation?
Correct. I said they've used the rules of the House and the Senate in order to hide from their constituents.
Representative Pierce, are there any other bills that you're keeping an eye on as we approach now the end of the short session?
Well, the truth is there's not very much legislation up here that's very important to the general public. So I think you could probably adjourn today with just a few things done and no one would know the difference. So, you know, my main concern is to get the CBD oil bill passed so we know that that's legal, because I've heard from many constituents who are benefiting from that. They're using the product now, and there's no reason to disrupt that. And so that's my top priority at the moment. And then, of course, I'm hoping that we can avoid passing any ill-advised pieces of gun legislation. But the one thing you have to understand is that in the conference committees, they start out with a member from each caucus. So you have a Senate Democrat, a House Democrat, a Senate Republican, a House Republican. But at any time, if a member of the conference committee refuses to sign what's being proposed, the leadership can remove them and replace them with a member of the majority party who's willing to sign the report. So at the end of the day, while the Democrats are in the minority in the House and the Senate, we can complain about things, we can raise issues, we can try to get the public engaged. In the end, the leadership has all the power to kind of decide what's going to happen with these bills. Yeah, ironically, I'm on Senate Bill 52 as a conferee, which deals with the CBD oil. And then I'm also on House Bill 1214, which was a CBD oil bill. So I assumed I would be dealing with two bills addressing that issue. So now, at least for the moment, I'm on this conference committee that's dealing with these gun issues.
Do you have any plans to object to House Bill 1214?
Yes, I've made clear that I don't think it makes sense to pass any legislation related to guns unless you have some common sense gun safety measures in it. And so far, I've not been able to persuade my Republican colleagues on that point. What's happening now is you've got House Republicans kind of fighting with Senate Republicans over exactly which of their favorite gun provisions should go into House Bill 1214. And so I'm just kind of waiting to see what they come up with.
And is it possible that you could be removed if you continue to object to whatever provisions are put forward in House Bill 1214? Are you willing to be ejected from that committee?
Yes, I think it's more than likely that I will be removed because I've kind of made clear what I'm, my objectives are when it comes to legislation related to guns. And I think that that means more than likely if the House and the Senate Republicans agree upon what they want, they're probably going to be removing the Democrats.
They would have to appoint also Democrats, or they could appoint Republicans?
No, they would appoint Republican members who are willing to sign the report.
Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know, either with regards to House Bill 1214 or other pieces of legislation or this CBD oil Senate bill that you've been working on?
Right. Well, I think that one of the problems the Republicans are having with House Bill 1214 is they want to eliminate fees for gun concealed carry permits, and they want to make all the concealed carry permits last for a lifetime. And so everyone would get a lifetime permit with one application, and it would be for free. The problem with this is currently the permit fees that are collected for concealed carry permits go to local law enforcement for their own training fund. And what the Republicans are basically saying is, trust us, we'll replace that money next year in the budget. But there's no guarantee that's going to happen. And so I think that's the main stumbling block they have, is that law enforcement is very upset that there's no guarantee they'll continue to have the money they need to train for things like mass shooter events at schools. It's very important for them to get that training, and that costs money. And so these proposals as they stand now are putting that in jeopardy.
Representative, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I appreciate it.
Okay, sure thing.